David Abramson, psychologist in private practice, in the studio. We actually aren't going to be talking about how to handle matric results and other results, anxiety and stress, but we have to talk about, we've got to talk about this royal couple, because we really have, and I know that we laugh at it, and some people say, like, what are you going on about? This is not as important as Iran. No, of course it is. But the reality is we've actually watched to some extent an unraveling here. From when it all started, we've seen a tremendous amount of very, very strange things happening with Meghan and her father, Meghan and her sister, the behavior of Harry and William, the interaction, Frogmore Cottage, there's been so much going on, and you can see a couple that I don't think he's doing very, very well. And my view is, from a body language perspective, is she looks like she is in crisis all the time. She looks very anxious, very nervous. She has to hold on to something, whether it's her stomach when she's pregnant or holding on to him. The photos of him that you see of the couple, she's literally grabbing onto this guy for support with a tremendous amount of, I think, anxiety on her face. So although I don't like the woman very, very much, I do feel very sorry for her, because she does look like she is in stress. My view. David, yours.
No, absolutely. I think, you know, when you talk about a marriage and or a coming together of two people in a relationship, you know, it's got to, in my opinion, I think it has to be hopefully smooth sailing to a greater degree in the beginning of the relationship. Because as we know, as anyone knows who's been in a relationship, a committed long-term relationship, that you grow as a couple and you face difficulties as a couple. Now, when you facing such tremendous difficulties from the start.
And so publicly.
At the wedding, and it's just kind of, if I, you know, can't, downhill from there, and this is unbelievably dramatic, you know, to almost, you know, disown your identity. You know, they're trying so hard to find a way of making this marriage work for them, which is admirable on one side, but it is very worrying because, as I say, I think things just get more and more complicated as years go on. And you really want to start from a good base, and they really haven't.
I mean, the fact that she had no family aside from her mother at that wedding, her father didn't give her away. She's had nobody.
They were for ribbles.
She does seem to be a bit for ribbles.
They were for ribbles.
Yeah, she does.
But listen, it ain't easy marrying into the royal family as well.
But it didn't come as a surprise.
Yes, true. True. Howard.
What?
Where did that music come from?
Do you know what it is? I think that's also a great suggestion. Yeah, sorry, you were saying.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think she knew exactly what she was marrying into, but I don't think she realized the enormity of the pressure of having public scrutiny all the time. And I think now they are scrambling.
I think the other problem is that it's very clear to me that Meghan has played roles her entire life. She's played very, very different roles, and she's in every different situation, because, you know, she's been married before. She's had to continually reinvent herself. And her last role was reinventing herself as a princess. And it's very different. It is very different to play a role and then go home and try and find out who you are. And I would imagine actors have this problem. One of the privileges of doing what we do is we get to be ourselves in studio. You can, you know, it's obviously you need to be a little bit cautious about certain things, but when you're on radio or when you're in this kind of space, you can be yourself. Can you imagine going to work every day and pretending to be somebody else? I would imagine that somewhere along the line you forget who you really are.
Absolutely. And I think that is, again, you know, bringing it down to a micro level. You know, you want to be your authentic self all the time. You want to try to be authentic as much as you can be. And when you are kind of thrust into this role as a princess and you're not born into it, I think that's so important, is that, you know.
And not even not born into it. Culturally, Americans there is no concept of it. So even somebody born and bred in the UK, and I'm not doing this whole foreigner thing, like I think that's ridiculous, but culturally you're very, very used to the behavior of the royal family and expectations, and you've watched Diana's life and you've watched these kids. It's part of your culture.
But like, it's with any culture. If you marry into another culture or you immerse yourself in another culture that you haven't been brought up in, it's very difficult. And obviously it takes a lot of adaption and support, even if you are committed to, you know, to that.
You just have to hold on for the chorus.
I'm not sure whether this is helping.
No, you know what? We're being emotive. This was Jenny's suggestion, by the way, and I think, thank you, Jenny. Kathy Kayla asking for a friend. She wants to know, does the move to Canada mean that these children are going to grow up knowing how to do curling? I hope not. It can't be that bad. Can't be that bad. I think this could be a very, very good exit song, you know, as they climb aboard their final British Airways.
Or get on the yacht.
Or the yacht.
If they want to avoid criticism.
Yes, I think it's a little bit late for that. I think that ship has already sailed.
Excuse the pun.
Exactly. But we've also noticed, and the thing that I've actually found quite disturbing is this change in Harry. Mm-hmm. Because he's gone from this guy that, you know, we were seeing leaked photos of him playing pool naked in Las Vegas. You know, he was very, as somebody said on Twitter, very laddish, which is a nice way of saying he was a hooligan. And now he's this drip. He's so sensitive.
You know, it's again this complete transition, this change in personality, which is of concern. You know, again, he's just given up his identity, his maybe to a large degree, his royal identity, which is so much part of him. And, you know, as you said, be authentic, be yourself. And I think marrying someone so different to the culture, you know, that he's experienced, or Howard.
I want to talk about that for just one moment. Jonathan says, our visions of Meghan and Harry singing this to the royal family while carrying their bags out the door. Yes, it's definitely going to be Megxit the musical.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a nice thing about Megxit the musical is we've got different, you know, you've got different scenes with different songs.
And there's some Jewish themes in this because, you know, I read this morning that the Queen was very, I think the word was disappointed.
No, first of all, she was blindsided.
Yes.
Jenny asking that question, did the Queen know about it? No, she didn't.
And that's very unusual for the royals. You know, it's very much about...
She was totally blindsided by this.
Which is, again, a sign of, like, you know, we're going to do what we want to do, and without really considering...
It's a sign of very bad advice, and I think what this is about is her saying, you know, no, we're going to do this, because if you discuss it with them, they're going to stop us, so we're going to make the announcement publicly, and then we'll deal with it.
And we are separate. Yeah. We are separate from them. You know, again, it's about going to, you know, your mother-in-law and saying, listen... We're immigrating.
It's not just any ordinary mother-in-law.
Just announce it, you know, over Facebook.
Instagram.
Yes,
that's where they announce it.
You go tell your mom. You go tell your family first. So,
and especially because the fact is that they would have had the repercussions of this are so enormous within the royal family and within the UK and for the press. They have to have known what impact this would have.
And also I think for me, this kind of perception that they're going to, whether it's America or Canada, and just going to live really a more sedate, a kind of normal life.
Okay, I call BS on that, by the way.
Absolutely.
Because they will be trading on their name.
No, absolutely. On the one hand, trading on their name. At the same time, saying we're not living, you know, this royal life, I think is going to be very difficult. They are seen, and they carry an identity across the waters.
But they've already registered the brand. They registered their brand a few weeks ago. They will be known as the, you know, they've registered the Duke and Duchess of what?
Sussex.
Thank you.
This poor child also.
Yeah.
That's being taken away, isolated from the royal family.
And from his cousins.
Like, did someone ask the child?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what happens if he's good at ice hockey and he gets to represent Canada?
And if he goes to America with the name Archie?